So this weekend, our readings are a continuation of last week. If you recall, we heard from Ecclesiastes. From our first reading, Old Testament, so divine revelation was only maybe a quarter of what you and I have now because of Christ. And Koheleth was reflecting on his experience of life and the frustration he felt when he look around and see these people over here working so hard and these people doing absolutely nothing, and both of them getting the same reward from his perspective. And he felt, where's the justice? What's the point? And he goes off with talking about vanity. Vanity of vanities. Everything is vain. We chase after this, we chase after that, we work hard for this, we work hard for that, and in the end, we all end up in a casket. And from his viewpoint, it doesn't seem right, and it doesn't seem fair. From his viewpoint, he is right. But because of Jesus Christ, you and I know that there's a judgment once we die, and that the Lord makes all things equal. We just have to be patient for that day. Well, patient and vigilant, as our readings tell us today. Jesus last week gave the story about the man who had so much and he just kept stockpiling. Buying one of those units along the expressway, you know, to store up his stuff. And he said, it's good. Now I can eat, rest, and be merry. And Jesus said, you fool. Now, when the second person of the Blessed Trinity calls you a fool, I think we need to take note. You fool, this very night, your life will be demanded of you. And what will happen to all of your stuff? The point is not that Jesus doesn't want us to enjoy life or enjoy stuff. We know that would be foolish. The point is when you and I take 99% of our energy, our time, our focus, spent on things that don't matter. And when it comes to the things that are eternal, we'll throw him a little bone and think we've done him a favor. Well, I came to church. What more do you want? Well, I told you to pick up your cross and follow me. Well, we thought it was just, you know, that you were speaking metaphorically. No, I was quite literal. Look at my son. And so we have this dialogue going back and forth with God, thinking that, you know, we're the ones in the end that will dictate how it all works out. And that's not true. We just heard it again in our readings today. The Lord is in charge. And the good news is he's given you and I the information. Nothing's hidden. The problem, the question, will we act on it? Making a promise to Abraham and Sarah is useless if they don't act on it. You and I just having answers to questions isn't enough. We have to act on it. And so Jesus today gives us a great examination of conscience. So for a moment, if we can just step outside of time and space and think, from the moment of the creation of the world, all of the world, not just our little neighborhood that we live in today, but to step way, way back and to see from the beginning of time, from all of the world, you and I, at this moment, have it better than anyone that has gone before us. Too much is given, much will be required. You and I have more than anyone ever has in any point in history. Not only stuff, sanitation, toilets that flush, toilets that have water that is actually drinkable. We laugh. There's parts of our world even right now that don't have toilets, let alone a toilet you can drink from. Think of how good we've got it. And the Lord's going to say, what'd you do with it? How did you act? The last part of his gospel today is reminding us of culpability. You've been given information that no one else has been given. You have been given divine revelation, the fullness in the person of Jesus Christ, and with 2,000 some years of lived experience of what worked and didn't work. Koheleth dreamt of such a lush experience with his God. So did Abraham and Sarah. You and I have it. What have we done with it? More than any other century, we have information at our beck and call. Information to know this divine revelation. When's the last time you picked up a Bible? When's the last time you opened your catechism? It's amazing. Jesus is trying to get our attention. It's amazing how much we've been blessed. Health. We live longer than ever. And I know someone would say, well, you know, Scripture says Abraham was 100 and some. Well, actually, they had a different calendar than you and I do, so they calculated time differently than we do. So while they were perhaps beyond childbearing years, Sarah being sterile, their calculation of time was a little different than us. They probably weren't as old as we are today. You live longer. We have better health care. We have Catholic schools that, although most people don't think, you know, they think they're expensive, they are, but they're not. I mean, relatively speaking, it's, I guess, probably the choices we make and how we're going to spend our money, but never had such quantity that we do today. And the Lord Jesus will simply ask, what'd you do with it? What was your attitude toward it? You think you really deserved it? Culpability is that issue where he alone, God alone knows your genetic structure and makeup. He knows everything about you. He knows more about us. He knows more about me than I know about me. He knows my whole family lineage, which is invisible, but yet very effective in my body. He knows all of my childhood experience. He knows what my mom and dad, how I suffered at their hands. He alone knows all of those that informed and fashioned my outlook. He alone knows how much grace he gave me. And he alone knows how much I either took for granted or was humble and accepting. He alone knows if I had the attitude of, well, I deserved it, or if I was a humble recipient, a beggar. So it's a great, great weekend for us to do a brief examination. This is good news, friends. God is giving you information. God is telling you what judgment will be like. There will be no surprises. What? I'm going to heaven? I'm going to hell? What? You're throwing me there? No, no, I'm honoring your choices. For 30, 40, 60 years, you wanted nothing to do with me. Let's continue the game. Yikes. For 30, 60, 100 years, you walked with me. Let's continue the game. Let's continue that relationship. Only now, let's let it come to complete and total fruition. And not just shadowy. Friends, it's a great day for us. God has given us his scriptures, the 2,000-year church teaching. Jesus has opened his heart to us to reveal that the Father is seeking us. And all he asks is that we be like those vigilant attendants who wait for their master to return from a wedding feast. The nuptial image again. This is God's image for his union with his people. Nuptial. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us to have the courage to look inside and to see, what have I done with the blessings I've been given? How do I return? How do I serve? How do I give back? Let's ask for that grace.